Skeptic.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on the first day of November. And as I mentioned before, a week ago today, the Plymouth community was struck by tragedy. We've all heard the story by now, an apparent road rage incident that went horribly wrong and claimed the life of 41-year-old Brent Berkeley, who was a beloved member of the Plymouth community. And you can tell by the outpouring of people, the outpouring of support from people for the family that he has left behind. And joining us now, we have from the Speedwell Tavern in Plymouth and, of course, from Sixes and Sevens in New Bedford, Jordan Chabot, who's going to join us to talk about this effort that's going on, not just in Plymouth, but in other places as well today to support Brent's family and to help them in this time of need. So good morning, Jordan. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for joining us. I know it's going to be a very busy day for you today, but thanks for taking the time so that we can let people know about this effort to help the family.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity to help get the word out. I appreciate it.
So tell us, you knew Brent personally. Tell us a little bit about who he was as a person.
Well, Brent, I had met quite a few times. Jesse, his fiance, Jesse, and him had been together for half their lives. And Jesse was sort of a chance hire. I met her at a beer festival down in Plymouth and hired her after a few beers. It was kind of funny, but we did the whole thing formally the next day and interviewed her, and she was a perfect fit. And she's been with us ever since. It's been 8 or 9 years now. So Jesse's been part of the family for a while, and, through that connection, we've all gotten to know Brent coming by and seeing their family grow over the last 5 years with their son Liam and their daughter Harper. And, Brent and Jesse are Plymouth people long before Speedwell too. You know, they brought their family with them when they joined us, and, Speedwell wouldn't be what it is today without that chance hire at the beer festival, you know?
And the way that the community has responded, I mean, this is somebody, he was somebody that people knew from all over. And as you said, really part of that community. And we've seen people kind of now moving to do positive things in Brent's name.
Yeah. Since I've come to Plymouth now, it's been since 2013, we've dealt with our share of adversity here, and different businesses, different people, different families, and Plymouth always steps up. I mean, the support here, I hate to say I'm not surprised at all. And just knowing the love that Brent and Jesse's family just already had before this event, and seeing the public really step up, the businesses, the people, we put this GoFundMe up the morning after, which was a struggle, but we did it. We got it up there, my bar manager and I, the next morning, and it just, funds just came flooding in. And everyone, the support has been overwhelming. It's kind of tough. I've been trying to sort of bottleneck it so I can protect my staff and protect my family, and protect her family, because everyone just wants to help so much. This is such a tragic event, and everyone wants their impact felt, and they want to right this wrong. And it's been incredible. If you go to the GoFundMe, you see we're nearly at $150,000 raised. We've had businesses step up and, drop $1,000 donations in there. It's just no one's sparing any generosity at all.
And that's what really impressed me as I was looking at this, at the GoFundMe, even in the immediate aftermath too, like as soon as you had it up, you've got other restaurants. Normally you look at other restaurants as competition, but it's always kind of been your approach to never really look at them as competition. You look at them as all as one big community, and that's really the way that they've come out and shown this. They're all in support of you and your Speedwell family, and as you said, wanting to right this wrong. So seeing everybody come out and support, it really does show that, if there's any competition, it's all just, family love, sibling rivalry kind of things.
Absolutely. And one of those places that stepped up was sort of how I cut my teeth in the the bar and restaurant industry was Rose Alley Ale House. I started managing Rose Alley Ale House early in 2010, and I was there. You know, I started there in 2009, but I started managing in 2010. And my approach was, you know, hey, let's go down to the Poor Farm. Let's make friends. We're both selling beer, but it's cool. You can't go to the same place every night. And Craig and I got friendly there. Now it's Brad and Jen. And, you know, I've still got my link to Rose Alley Ale House. You know, Speedwell is almost a clone, you know. So Howie reached out to me yesterday and told me they were going to be doing 20% of all sales today, which is a relief. It's certainly appreciated, but I have a limitation of space here. And if the GoFundMe is any indication of the kind of turnout we're going to have today, we're going to need some help. So it's really appreciated, especially for all of our South Coast family members.
Yeah, that's huge. So if people that are in New Bedford that want to help, they don't have to go to Plymouth. They don't have to go all the way to Plymouth to be able to do so. They can just go to Rose Alley in New Bedford, and they know that they're making a donation to help. But also, there's a number of places in Plymouth that are all taking part today. It's not just Speedwell. You have some other neighbors there that are coming on board and taking part in this to help ease that burden of everybody trying to go into one place.
Yeah, without hesitation. And honestly, you know, I've had so many people volunteer to help me. And I'm like, I can only fit so many bodies in the building. I only need so many bartenders, you know? But when the business owners have called me and said, Uva Wine Bar, you know, Katie and Michelle over there, I have a great relationship with, we've collaborated, you know, they called me immediately and said, what can we do to help on Friday? And would it help if we opened our doors and donated and sort of taken some of the burden of the crowd off of you? And I'm like, oh my God, please. And Carl from New World Tavern, who I have an amazing relationship with, but don't tell him I said that. he's got a really large space over there. You know, I think he can fit almost 200 people in his, and he's directly across the street as well as Uva. So they've reached out, and British Beer Company, which is right next door to us. And, you know, they experienced this heartache just as much as we did. They witnessed the whole tragedy there. You know, they might as well just be another room at Speedwell, or they were there first. We'll say Speedwell's another room of British Beer Company. But they're donating half their tips from the entire day today. So, you know, there are other businesses in town. And not to mention the ones that not necessarily aren't donating sales today, but Second Wind Brewing Company donated $1,000. Gateway Tavern in Wareham donated $1,000. You know, the Plymouth Fire Department, Surfside Smokehouse down on the waterfront, they donated $1,000. Cabby Shack, Light and Street Coffee. You know, all of the Tiny and Sons Auto Glass, you got a broken windshield, you know, go check them out. It really is overwhelming, these large donations in a time where, you know, it's not like anyone's really thriving right now either. So we understand the sacrifice of cash donations too. You know, opening up and donating a portion of the sales is certainly difficult to do right now, but appreciated. But, you know, these straight cash donations to this GoFundMe, I don't want those getting overshadowed as well.
And I also think that it's amazing that Brent is also becoming a symbol of positivity for people here, because now the launch of these sticker sales that say "Be kind, be like Brent," people can get those for $5, and I know that you've got some of those. And then one of the things that I was, you know, blown away by, but not really surprised by, is Bane, which was his favorite band, is now selling T-shirts with all the proceeds going directly to the family dedicated to Brent. And I know Bobby, the drummer from Bane. We used to work together. He's a restaurant guy through and through. So, I mean, he's part of the community as well. So I'm not surprised to see them step up as well.
It's I'm blown away. And you know what? You know, that hardcore rock scene was something I never got into. I just kind of missed it because of my age. And I've been. You know, I got my 45 to 50 minute commute from Dartmouth to Plymouth every day now, and I've been listening to Bane like crazy. So you're turning me into a hardcore kid in my 40s. So, but yeah, and it's unbelievable. And you can say, you know, the restaurant communities are tighter than ever now, especially when we all kind of came out of the pandemic. We bonded together a lot during that. But almost as strong, if not stronger, is the music community. I mean, you know, we have musicians playing at all these restaurants all the time, and you know, you're seeing them all step up and offer, and how can I help. And when Bane came out and did that, and they had photos with him, he flew down to Alabama to go see them a few months ago. Like, it was blown away. All the kids in my kitchen listened to him. So like, I bought them all shirts. It's if you go on Bane's website, yeah, you can get a custom Brent t-shirt with, you know, it says Brent in the Bane font. And they're awesome. They're absolutely awesome. I can't wait for mine to come in. I'm going to be rocking it.
It's just amazing seeing all this. But the important question is, how is Jesse and the family holding up in the wake of all this?
You know, personally, I've kept my distance. I'm trying to essentially act as a shield, you know, using the business as a platform. You know, we're sort of the lightning rod here because everyone wants to, you know, you got reporters reaching out and mm-hmm. the overwhelming support, of course. But, you know, there's a lot of people that want to kind of get to her and get her response on this. And, you know, I felt like my best way to sort of help is to just kind of bottleneck everything for her and handle it. And a few of the employees here are really close with her. So they've been with her every day. You know, I have employees going there, you know, playing with her kids and bringing her food and checking on her. I believe she even came out last night and trick-or-treated downtown in Plymouth, which is amazing. So she's, listen, you know, the last thing someone wants when going through this is to tell them is, oh, you're so strong. You're so strong. Like, you know, I'm not going to patronize her, but I'll tell you what, I wish I was half as brave as Jesse is right now, because she's doing whatever she can. She's putting her emotions aside for her kids. And it's a beautiful thing to see, but again, does not surprise me one bit.
Well, I hope everybody comes out and supports this in a big way today, and not just today, going forward. Like you said, the GoFundMe is up there. If people can't take part in any of these today, they can certainly make a donation that way. And I'm sure if anybody has other ways they want to help, they can reach out to you at Speedwell, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The GoFundMe is great. That's the easiest way. You know, people are trying to donate raffle prizes and things like that. We're not going to be doing any raffles today. That's sort of a lighthearted approach to a fundraiser. I just don't feel it's appropriate. But if you do feel like you want to help and, you know, you can't make it in today, or sorry if we have to turn you away because we are going to play by the rules. You know, we can only fit so many people in here. And, you know, eventually we won't be able to do takeout. The volume's just going to be too much. But the GoFundMe is really where it's at. That's going, all of that is going directly to her and her family. It's the easiest, cleanest, simplest way to support Jesse today. And, you know, this fundraiser today at Speedwell is sort of an exhale for us. You know, like, we could just simply do the same thing. But I felt like my team and I needed this. We need to do what we do best. And, you know, harness some of this energy and sort of, you know, anxiousness we got over the last week into what we do best, and that serve the Plymouth community and ultimately help one of our family members in Jesse.
Well, I hope that everything goes smoothly and goes well, and I hope I know the community is going to come out and support in a big way. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for taking the time, and keep us updated with everything that goes on with these efforts.
Thank you so much, Tim. I appreciate all the support, man, and I appreciate the opportunity to get the word out there. Thank you very much.
All right, take it easy. We'll talk soon.
You as well, brother.
That is Jordan Chabot, the owner of the Speedwell Tavern, and also, you know, just an all-around great person. What you hear from him there about the, you know, the family atmosphere, about the community aspect of things, that's just who he is as a person. And so that's going to spread its way through everybody that works for him as well. And I've been in all sides of the food service industry. I know the people who are owners because they just want to sit back and collect the money and let everybody do the work for them. And then I know people who have always rolled their sleeves up and been right in there and everybody and would never expect anybody to do anything that they wouldn't do themselves. And Jordan is definitely the latter. So get out there and support. Again, Speedwell is going to be limited in how many people can fit in there. So don't be offended if you can't get in. However, as he mentioned, New World Tavern, right across the street, also taking part. British Beer Company, literally right next door, also taking part. If you walk into the British Beer Company and it seems like it's too packed, they have an upstairs area, so there might be some room there as well. You know, they've got the bar downstairs, but they have an upstairs lounge, so there might be some room there as well. Uva Wine Bar taking part as well. And if you can't make it to Plymouth and you want to be able to take part in this locally while going out to eat and showing support, you can go to Rose Alley in New Bedford. They are also donating 20% of their profits to this cause today. So a lot of great ways to be able to take part. And we're going to put a story up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app later on today that will have all of this information. I'll get it up as quick as I can so that we can get all this information out there for you by the time you're heading out for lunch, by the time you're heading out for dinner. But also I'll have links in there to be able to get the stickers, the $5 stickers that say, be kind, be like Brent. So that, you know, maybe you want to just buy a bunch of those and stick them on your car or stick them on your Tumblr or whatever it may be. And also a link to be able to get that t-shirt from the Bain website. $30, all the proceeds going right to the family. And it says, Brent, I'll be right next to you on it. So, and again, it just shows the love that people had for him and the personal desire to want to be able to do something in the face of tragedy. Because this was absolutely senseless. And to hear what came about, you know, in the arraignment of the suspect and even the remorse that he felt for, it was just a senseless tragedy. And the way that we can do something positive in the face of that is to make sure that we can take care of his family as best we can. And right now, everybody is coming out to support Jesse and their two young children, and to do something to make them feel better about such a senseless loss of life. So again, we'll have all that information for you coming up on the website and on the app relatively quickly. As soon as I get off the air, I'm going to start working on that and hopefully get it up within the hour so that we can get that info out there and do me a favor and do them a favor and spread that around once we have it out there. Share that story out with anybody that you think might want to go and show some support or, you know, purchase these stickers or t-shirts or make a donation to the GoFundMe. All right, I've got to take a break right here. We'll come back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. Now, that's probably the only time you're ever going to hear hardcore music on WBSM, but we had to play that, of course. That is Bane, Swan Song, with that lyric, "I'll be right next to you," which is what is emblazoned on those t-shirts in honor of Brent Berkley that that Bane is selling on its website, with all the proceeds going directly to the family of Brent Berkley. So, again, we'll have all that information for you coming up later on. But also, that's probably the only time you're ever going to hear hardcore music on WBSM for sure. I was saying that the other day. I was like, there's a lot of stuff that I played that it's like, you're never going to hear. Nobody else is ever going to play that on this station but me. So for the good and the bad, but this is for the good. So even if that's not your cup of tea musically, and it's not mine, I'm not really a big fan of hardcore music at all. I don't understand what they're saying. I don't get it a lot of the time, but, I worked with Bobby, the drummer for Bane. And so I tried listening to it because, you know, obviously he's my friend and he's my coworker, and I want to support what it is that he does. Not that he needed my support. They're huge in that scene. But when I came into work and I was like, Bobby, man, I tried, I don't get it. I like the music. Like, the music gets me fired up, but then once the singing starts, because I'm a big lyrics guy, like, that's what's important to me in music. I'm like, I can't make it out. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what they're singing. And if I can't sing along and know the lyrics, it's hard for me to get into it. And he looks at me and he said, "It's not about the it's not about the lyrics if you're feeling it." I was like, all right, I get it. I can see it, you know, but they're good lyrics too. I just got to look them up online to see what they are. But yes, that is Bane. And of course, everybody coming together in honor of Brent. So we're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And speaking of music, it rhymes with Bane, but it's not Bane. It's Kane. Kane Brown, and it's completely different type of music. It's country music. He's one of the hottest stars in country right now, but he is coming to the AMP in Providence, the Amica Mutual Pavilion, in April, and we've got your chance to win tickets. Today's the last day to enter. In fact, it's the last half hour to enter because we're going to be giving them away a little bit right after the show. So if you want to enter to win those, you can do that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It is going to be a hot show, and you can also get tickets too. We have a link in there for you to get tickets if you just want to go and purchase some. They're still on sale, but if you are the lucky winner, you don't have to pay for them, obviously. And it is brought to you by our friends at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They are the sponsors of all of Tim's tickets. And when you go to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, you get the chance to sample things and experience things that you might not normally try. They have great tasting events, and I'll be there for their big fall tasting on November 9th, their big holiday tasting. But they've always got things going on there. So if you want to follow them on social media, on Facebook and on Instagram, at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, you can always find out about all the great things going on at Stevie's. And thanks to them for supporting all of our ticket giveaways. All right, I've got to go into the newsroom now. Phil Devitt's going to give you an update, and then we'll talk on the other side.
Four days to go until Election Day. Russia fining Google a lot of money. And it's almost time to turn back those clocks.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The candidates hit the Southwest on Thursday, hitting two key swing states. Former President Trump spoke at a rally in Solid Blue, New Mexico.
If we could bring God down from heaven, he could be the vote counter. We would win this. We'd win California. We'd win a lot of states.
He also held events in Arizona and Nevada, with Trump officials claiming there's momentum in the entire region. Vice President Harris, meanwhile, brought star power with musical group Los Tigres del Norte joining her in Phoenix and Jennifer Lopez in Las Vegas. The Avengers are assembling again, this time to endorse Harris for president.
I think Kamala Harris needs a catchphrase.
Ooh, yes, definitely a catchphrase.
How about this? I'm just off the top of my head. I can do this all day. Shut up.
On Thursday, multiple actors from the Marvel films joined a group video call to support Harris, including Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Mark Ruffalo, Scarlett Johansson, and more. Along with brainstorming catchphrases for Harris, they urged people to get out and vote, saying issues such as women's reproductive rights, public education, health care, and social security are all on the line this election. Trump is suing CBS News for $10 billion over a 60 Minutes interview with Vice President Harris. Trump's legal team filed a lawsuit on Thursday, claiming the network edited the footage to cast Harris in a positive light. Russia is fining Google for more money than the world's entire gross domestic product. Tammy Trujillo has the details.
Sky News says a Russian judge made that decision this week after Google removed state-run and pro-government accounts from YouTube. Google is fined an undecillion rubles, which is a one followed by 36 zeros, or a trillion times a trillion times a trillion. The court said Google cannot return to the Russian market until after the fine is paid. Google has a current stock market value of about $2.1 trillion. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
On Sunday, we set the clocks back 1 hour and return to standard time. Bree Tennis with your personal investment into the time change.
It doesn't matter when we change time. It's always a win-lose. This time, we fall back an hour and gain an hour of sleep. That's a win. But we lose an hour of daylight, as the sun will set about 4:54 Sunday afternoon. And you'll also lose about 20 minutes setting the clocks that don't auto-adjust your oven, your microwave, your coffee pot. And while you're setting clocks, take a peek at your car, because they don't always automatically switch time, and you don't want to freak out driving into work Monday.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 8-2 on Thursday. They're in Philly to play the Flyers on Saturday. Celtics in Charlotte to play the Hornets tonight at 7. Patriots in Tennessee with the Titans on Sunday afternoon. And you can hear that game right here on WBSM. And the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers arrived back in California aboard a New England Patriots jet after their initial flight was delayed 4 hours. Championship parade this morning out west. It's the Dodgers' 8th World Championship.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A cool front swings through today to start your weekend, clearing to sunshine and temperatures still warm, topping out in the 70s. Breezy as well, with occasional gusts greater than 25 miles per hour. Weekend looks sunny and dry, but much colder. Lows dropping into the 30s, highs rebounding into the 50s. Clouds rolling in for the start of next week, with another chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. And again, those clocks go back an hour on Sunday. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on November 3rd. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
All right, it is time now for us to speak with Eric over at the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Hey, Tim. What's going on, brother?
You're going all right here. What's going on over there?
What's going on? A lot of stuff, man. I got I got lobsters. I got lobster rolls today. I got chestnuts. You know, chestnuts, time of year, I guess, even though it's a little warm. It's a weird, warm, weird weather, dude. It's crazy. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, but people that love chestnuts, they're waiting for those all year. Just like, you know, people wait for their eggnog. They wait for, you know, this is the holiday season for them now. Halloween's over. It's chestnut time.
Yeah, pumpkin spice is going to be everywhere. Oh, God, help me. Anyway, it's grilling season still because it's still warm. I got nice ribeyes. I got tomahawks. I got fillets. I got Terrace Major. I got everything, brother. Whatever you want. I got wine. I got beer.
Did I hear your dad yell earlier that you got rabbits, too?
Oh, you heard that. I forgot about that. Yeah, I got rabbits. I got fresh rabbits, man. Freshly killed. What are you going to do? You want fresh, you get fresh. It's not stuff from, like, China or anything. It's, like, real good stuff.
Well, you can't get any fresher than the stuff you have over at the butcher shop. And I think part of that, too, is, you know, people like knowing that they've got... They know where the food comes from when they go and they shop there. They know that they're getting something that's, you know, locally sourced.
Yeah, dude, I cut it. People see me cut it fresh, dude. I don't like to pre-cut stuff and grind. Like, I grind fresh burger, stuff like that. You know how it goes.
And they can get it cut exactly the way they want it instead of just having to get it the way that it's already been cut, like at the supermarket.
Whatever you want, man. The consistency of the burger, how thick you want your steak, you want it thin, thick, whatever. Whatever you want, I'll do.
And so what are you going to have this weekend?
Oh, my God. The question you give me every goddamn week, and I forget.
The lobster rolls sound pretty good. Maybe you should have one of those.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for making up my mind for me.
There you go. All right. Well, hopefully everybody comes by and gets one of those or some of the other great food that you have at the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford.
Yeah, I got fried fish tonight, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's as you say, Friday's the big seafood day. People can stop by and take care of it there. And you have it all cooked up, so they don't even have to cook it at home and worry about cleaning it up afterward.
Nope. Come in, get it, and then go home and eat it. That's it.
All right. Thank you, sir. We will talk with you next week.
All right. I'll talk to you, brother.
All right. That is Eric over at the butcher shop again, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And I guess one of these days I got to get over there and get one of those lobster rolls because I've heard such great things about them. I've heard they're huge. So, and also, you know, as we're talking about getting out there and supporting the community, you know, showing community support, keep in mind places like the butcher shop, these are local family owned places. So you're not, they're not just a facade. It's not just a local store that's backed by, you know, some mate. This is mom and pop and son all running this place together. So this is a real family endeavor. So when you go there and you support them, you're keeping that money local and you're keeping that connection local as well. So you're part of the community just as much as they are when you go in there and you shop at the butcher shop. Again, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And we've got so much more that we can discuss with you. 508-996-0500. We can also take your app chat messages. It's probably a little bit too close to the end of the show for open line voicemails, but we can take your app chat messages for sure. And I'm still asking the question, how did Halloween go at your house? How was the trick-or-treating? Because I saw a variety of statements on Facebook last night. Some people said, more kids than we've ever gotten before. Others have said, I had zero trick-or-treaters for the second year in a row when I used to have so many. So how was it at your house? And the more important question, do you have any leftover peanut butter cups and can I come and get some of them? But let me know, 508-996-0500 or send me an app chat message. We'll be back in just a few moments.
There's a whoop, it is Hitman.
I still like the Beavis and Butthead version of that when they were watching the video and they're like, what is it? And like, I think he's talking about his butt. And then he's like, whoop, there's my butt. Whoop, there's my butt. So that's what I sing when I hear that song. Anyway, so today is going to be the sun's coming out. It's already starting to look like a beautiful day out there. We know yesterday was a beautiful day. You're probably sitting outside, spending some time outside, right? And thinking to yourself, wow, this is nice to be out here the end of October, the first day of November, and to be able to sit out here in a sleeveless shirt without a jacket on. And then maybe even the sun gets to be too much for you. And you're like, I got to go inside. There's a little bit too much sun. Well, think about what could happen next summer, right? When the sun is out there and you need some nice shaded area to hang out with your family outside. Well, if you start thinking about it now, you could have a nice little pavilion in your yard that you could stay outside all day long and have that shade from the sun. But that pavilion could also be collecting solar energy for you to work for you, to power your home, and actually to make you money, right? So how do you do that? Well, the first step is you've got to find out more and reach out to Isaacson Solar, because if you reach out to them now, you could have that solar pavilion in time for next summer. You could be out there collecting the sun's rays while also avoiding the sun's rays with you and your family. How does it work? Well, go to their Facebook page, Isaacson Solar's Facebook page, and you can actually see the solar pavilion that they can put in your yard. You can see the carport that they can build in your yard that will allow you to keep your car nice and covered when all the winter weather is coming, but also be collecting solar energy for you. It's a way to improve your property while also saving yourself money on your electric bill. How does it all work? Listen, I can't tell you. Isaacson Solar can tell you. They can answer all your questions with simple, honest, direct answers to your questions. No BS, no sales pitch. So just go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, and reach out to them. Have them come out to your home. They'll take a look at your property, and they'll tell you whether or not you're a good fit for solar. It doesn't have to be on your roof. It doesn't have to be on your driveway. It doesn't have to be in your yard. It could be a nice solar pavilion. It could be one of these carports. It could be a variety of other options. Again, isaacsonsolar.com. 508-996-0500. That is my number here if you want to call in and chime in with any of the things that we've been talking about this morning. But a reminder, get out there today and support the family of Brent Berkley, his girlfriend Jessie, their two young children. A number of ways you can do that. If you can get to Plymouth today, of course, the Speedwell Tavern, where Jesse's worked now for the last 8 or 9 years. That is kind of the main hub for everything. But as Jordan was telling us, there's only so much space at the Speedwell. So also taking part today, New World Tavern right across the street, British Beer Company right next door, Uva Wine Bar also taking part. And you know what? As long as you don't overdo it with the drinking, visit all of them today because they're all donating proceeds to Brent's family. And if you can't make it out to Plymouth, right here locally, Rose Alley Ale House in New Bedford will also be donating some of the proceeds as well to the family. And if you still can't make a donation that way, well, then you can go directly to the GoFundMe and you can make a donation there. The outpouring of support has been amazing there. I've actually seen they've raised the goal because they've had so much coming in. So you can make a donation there and know that it's going directly to help his family. In the face of a senseless tragedy, this is a way that you can help. And then, of course, if you want to go even beyond that, get the stickers that say, be kind, be like Brent. Those are $5. I know they have them at the Speedwell. You can get them at some of the businesses in Plymouth. And then you can get those T-shirts from the band Bane, B-A-N-E, that have Brent's face on them. And they have the Bane, you know, kind of font. It says, Brent, and I'll be right next to you. Lyrics from the song, Swan Song. So, again, whatever you can do to help this family in the face of something that is just a horrible, horrible tragedy. I'm going to take my final break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments. Well, that is Man in Motion. We're all rocking out in the studio to the sounds of John Parr. Did you know that that's who that was? That was John Parr. Nobody remembers John Parr, but they remember the song and they remember the movie St. Elmo's Fire. Kind of the beginning of the decline of the Brat Pack. You know, that's when we started to realize, oh, wait, they're too old now. And then we got into like, what, like less than zero? And then we're like, okay, now they're too old and they're drug addicts? Like, no, like I think we're done with the Brat Pack now. But now they've made a comeback and they had that series on Peacock, which I haven't had a chance to watch yet. Or maybe it was Netflix, I forget. I just sat down yesterday and started watching Sting, which has been out for a little while now, but the horror movie about the giant spider. And I got like maybe 45 minutes into this and said, this is way too close to bed for me. Not that I was scared at all, but I was just thinking to myself, when I lay in the bed, all I'm going to think about is what's crawling on me. So it was very well done. Very funny. It's a good movie so far. I'll probably finish it tomorrow in broad daylight so that by the time I go to bed, I'll forget all about it. And hopefully you got a chance to experience some nice horror for Halloween. Some fictional horror, some horror movies. I watched a little bit of the Hammer films, started watching one, realized, oh yeah, I just watched this one not long ago, and then started watching another one. So that was my horror movie experience yesterday, along with the horror of having to bowl against the sixth place team while we were in last place. Did not do well. Was a waste of time having to go there on Halloween. I'm going to fight that next year. Well, I guess next year it'll be on a Friday, so I won't have to worry about it. All right, well, that is going to do it for me for this week. I hope that you all have a great weekend. Remember to set those clocks back. You know, the meme has been telling us for years to turn back time and to share with our friends. Get it? Right? Share, turn back time. But I found a new one that I like even better. I want you to think of the Spice Girls when you go to bed on Saturday night, because two becomes one. So you're going to want, yeah, get it? The fact that McCarthy got that and Kristen didn't.
I got it.
Okay, I question your musical knowledge there, McCarthy.